It's time for Posey County Radio News on this Wednesday, February 4th. The Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats opened sectional play in impressive fashion last night, rolling past the Bossy Bulldogs with the final score of 44-27. Mount Vernon used balanced scoring attack and relentless defense to pull away, holding Bossy to just 9 of 40 for shooting while controlling the glass. Aubrey Grimes led the Lady Cats with 12 points, 10 rebounds, and a double-double, while Taylor Ellison and Abby Powell chipped in 9 points apiece. Stella Hall added 8 points and sparked the defense with 9 steals, helping Mount Vernon answer every Bulldog run down the stretch. With the win, the Lady Wildcats advance to the sectional semifinals, where they will face Evansville Memorial Tigers coming up this Friday night at 5:30. You can hear that game on 106.7 WMVI and online at mountvernonradio.com, your home of the Wildcats. The North Posey Lady Vikings opened sectional play last night as well with a dominant win, 53-26 over the Tell City Lady Marksmen. North Posey jumped out to an early lead, never looking back, taking a 16-7 advantage after one quarter and stretching it to 28-10 at halftime with strong defense. The Lady Vikings added 16 points in the third quarter to push the margin to 44-17 before both teams traded baskets in the fourth. Kylie Bender led all scores with 13 points, while Jazz Ward and Ellie Jo Johnson had 10 points apiece. Mallory Lugue scored 9 points, Ella Weatherholt had 7, and Taylor Reich finished with 4. With the win, the North Posey Lady Vikings improved to 13-11 on the season and advanced to Friday's sectional semifinal against the Perry Central Lady Commodores at 5:30 in Tell City. Coverage will begin at 5:20 on 98.9 WPIW and online at northposeyradio.com with Chris Moreland on the call. A bill authored by Tim O'Brien, a member of the Indiana House from northeastern Indiana, that would classify emergency medical services as essential under Indiana law, heads to the Indiana Senate. House Bill 1251 formally recognizes EMS as a core public service, placing it alongside police and fire departments. Supporters say the move strengthens public safety by making clear ambulance services are a critical part of emergency response. The bill also directs county commissioners to identify unserved areas and contract with providers to establish EMS coverage, helping improve access, especially in rural communities. House Bill 1251 passed unanimously with an 83-0 vote. Coming up this Saturday, New Life Rescue and Adoption is hosting their annual Rescue Roundup Auction and Dinner at the Posey County Community Center. This event is for those 21 years and over. Doors open at 5 o'clock with dinner served at 6. Dinner will be provided by Hog & Sauce. Tickets are available for $35 per person online at newliferescues.org/auction. Buying online ends tonight. Tickets will be available for $45 at the door. Only 50 tickets will be sold at the door. Taking a look at high school sports for today, the North Posey Vikings boys basketball team is back in action on the road at Evansville Day School. That is a varsity-only game that is set for 7 o'clock. You can hear that on 98.9 WPIW or online at northposeyradio.com with Chris Moreland on the call. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips to share, feel free to do so by emailing news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Stay tuned. Your weather forecast is next.